The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
This week on Kids Clinic, from bedtimes to mornings, from weekdays to weekends, our routines throughout the day are constantly changing. But how much does a change in routine impact our kids? Joining us now to discuss this is Brendan Kelly, Professor of Psychiatry at Trinity College in Dublin. Good evening to you, Brendan. How important are routines to kids in particular?
Routines are vital for children. They give children emotional security. They help with their sleep. They help them to develop life skills. You know, there's an implicit message in routines that life is manageable. It can be coped with. There is structure. There is framework. There is safety. There is security. It's very important children get that lesson so they know that they can live and be autonomous and be independent when the time comes. So routine builds skills and builds cognitive skills. Children with good routines are better ready to learn at school as well.
Okay. And if it is so important, what would you say to some parents who might be in this room looking at you right now who are not that great at routine themselves?
Ah, so children do what they see their parents do. They rarely listen to us to any significant degree. So it is important that were such a parent to be in the room now, that that parent would realise they need to do better, modelling good behaviour and modelling good routines for their children.
And so it's never too late, is that what you're saying?
Oh no, it's never too late. There is redemption, even if that parent is here and believes themselves to be beyond redemption, and their children might be redeemed too. The responsibilities are enormous upon that parent, and indeed all parents who are listening.
They're both looking at me now with kind of pity.
We're not creating routine in our house,
I have to say. And I do see the value of it, but sometimes I comfort myself with this idea, Brendan, and tell me why I'm wrong, that the world is not always routine and is not always controllable and is not always perfect, and that sometimes being able to roll with the punches with the lack of routine creates resilience and flexibility.
Oh, very interesting. Yes, indeed.
The world. Is that self-justification on a grand scale?
Yeah, no, you're doing a great job there, and I can see why your self-soothing makes you happy. But inside your cocoon of self-referential logic, there is a serious problem.
A flaw.
But also outside it. And yes, the world is in many ways a vast expanse, a howling miasma of strangeness, chaos and randomness without meaning, structure or purpose. You could argue that. It's incredibly important, though, we don't tell our children too soon. And what makes us able to navigate this great big existential void is holding on to certain routines, mainly to do with food and sleep and things like this. Without those routines, everything would go off the rails pretty fast.
But can I just put it to you? Sometimes I see younger parents. And look, I'm not being critical because, I was by no means a perfect parent. But I see, and they're obsessed about adhering to the routine. And sometimes I kind of think, maybe just lighten up a little bit and stop putting so much pressure on yourself.
Yeah, so our routine is important, a structure, but we do need to hold it somewhat lightly. We need to let it roll around a little bit, a few little shifts, a few little changes. The pattern must adapt, but the pattern must remain present overall. Some people have a few anchor routines, like a bedtime that doesn't change within a certain boundary, or a mealtime, for example, lunch that never ventures before midday or after 2 p.m. Things like this, one or two anchor routines that we can build on. So it's good to have something. They help buffer stress at times of change, particularly.
A text has just come in.
Yeah.
And I didn't text this in,
by the way.
What if your routine is a bad routine, but you are consistent at least? Is that any way positive, says Ciara? Oh, no, Lisa, actually. It's from Lisa, not Ciara.
It's not from me.
Yeah, no. In fairness to Lisa, some degree of routine is important. The meta message is still there, that life is somewhat predictable or there are things you can rely on. So that's good. You should shift a bad routine very slowly. You should expect resistance and praise cooperation rather than thunderously condemning when people aberrate from the routine.
So when parents who are listening to this now who have young kids and go, oh God, I'm not great at routine, I really need to, and they say to their children this evening, all right, we're going to have dinner at 6 o'clock. We're going to do this every night now. We're going to do, you know, you're going to be allowed to have an hour of screen or something, and then we're going to do like a bath and a book and a bed. And that's now our new routine, even though we haven't had it. And the children then go bananas because they aren't used to this. That's obviously a good idea, but is the key thing there is if you say you're going to do this, is that you do it, that you follow through and it's consistent? As in, you don't say it for 2 days and then it goes out the window again.
You stay consistent, even if it doesn't work out. You keep the rhetoric consistent at least. at least you move slowly toward establishing the routine. You model the good behavior yourself with the routine, and it will come good in the end. It's the same for adults. We all love routine and we all love rules. Even people who state they hate routine and rules are being defined by them.
My kids, and they laugh at me when I say it, but I kind of look back at my Leaving Cert year with a certain degree of fondness, because it was, you know, you get up, you went to school, I came home, I had dinner, I studied for X number of hours, and I went to bed. Now, it wasn't exciting, it wasn't glamorous, there was very little, but I kind of liked the routine of it.
Yeah, and I presume that since the Leaving Cert, your life has degenerated into this great,
dreadfully,
vast carnival of randomness where nothing can be relied upon and anything could
pretty
happen.
Pretty much.
Fair enough.
Like he sees into our souls, isn't it?
It is. Somebody says, Brendan, you make it sound so easy. Are you free for home consultations?
Yeah, no, it's not easy. And some people, this comes easy to them.
Yeah,
some people are born
very well
for
organized
routines.
What about a ritual as opposed to a routine? Is that important for families as well?
Yeah, a ritual is important because it can be moved, and it is a kind of routine if it happens every so often. But, you know, routines affect behavior. Rituals bring meaning. And meaning is important as well. In other words, the meaning of family, the meaning of love, the meaning of connection. But routines are the things that will make you happy in the end, having a pattern and a rhythm.
You'd be good at rituals.
I'm quite good at rituals. Like, I have rituals on birthdays and on Christmas and on things like that. And I'm quite good at and they do repeat them, and they are actually consistent, but I'm not as good as the consistent thing. What about the difference between the weekdays and the weekends? Because I have some routine on, it's not all about me, but my children and all of us in the family have routine during the week because we have to go to school and work and all of those things. And it just tends to go a bit out the window at the weekends.
Or at the summer holidays.
Yeah, a little bit.
So there are levels of routine. Our bodies are built for rhythm. Our biological systems are built for day and night. We seem to be built for week and weekend, to have one or two days off every 7 days or so. We're built for winter and summer. So there are layers of routine, layers of rhythms that matter. So I think it's fine if things go off the rail at the weekend a fair bit, but that there is a structured routine during the weekday, because that rhythm can last even over the months, over the years.
And are we teaching our children things when we have routine, Brendan, as in, do they take the routines that we give them growing up and then they carry them on forward into their own lives, and they model their parenting on our parenting and all of that? Is this a sort of a intergenerational torch that we're passing on to them in some way?
Yeah, it is. But it's the idea of routines that they internalize, not necessarily the specific routine that we have. So the routine might change, but the idea that living with a sort of a rhythm, with a degree of pattern, with some degree of regularity is good. That will remain with them, even if the specific routines change over the course of their lives.
So was Captain Von Trapp right with his, you know, whistle and his heavily...
Shane loves Captain Von Trapp, by the way.
I do. His heavily ordered day and so on. Or can you have too much routine?
Well, I mean, there are ways of having a routine. I mean, blowing a whistle and expecting all your children to line up is not what's being recommended today on the children's clinic.
One of your favourite things.
No, but I mean, having certain rules and rituals is important. Having a certain rhythm is important. But I'm not certain we need to go as far as blowing a whistle, having them line up, salute, sing, dance and so forth.
We all need a bit of Julie Andrews.
How do you solve a problem? Exactly.
But Maria's joy was that she disrupted the routine. So that movie had both. It had the excessive ritualization, then it had the disruptor. But the routine is what made them happy in the end.
Okay. I'm kind of worried now.
One listener's got in touch to say, Brendan, the routine of sunrise is about all I can manage.
The routine of sunrise is quite a powerful thing to manage if someone can manage it, because, you know, left on our own without any sunlight, we would default to a 24 and a half hour clock if we were left entirely without sunlight prompts. That's how strong routine is. If you like, the routine of the sun rising and falling every 24 hours is it corrects our biological tendency to have a different biological clock. So at the end of the day, routine and rhythm will make you happy.
Yeah, I do sort of see that. And I kind of agree with you about your Leaving Cert thing, because I do find Monday to Friday, I feel a greater sense of purpose than when I faff around at the weekends procrastinating wildly.
Oh, I know. But some of that faffing around is great though, isn't it, at the weekends?
Yeah, it's my favourite thing, really.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, well, this is all tremendously worrying from my point of view here. And I think we're going to need to have quite a long session offline after the discussion is done.
On that note, thank you very much for putting myself and Shane once more in the psychiatrist's chair. That is Brenda Kelly, Professor of Psychiatry at Trinity College in Dublin. Let us know what you think. A lot of people texting in who clearly also don't have routines. Text us in if you have good routines too, because you must exist out there. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.